A beekeeper stands before his hive, watching thousands of workers stream in and out like breath itself. The colony pulses with warmth, 95 degrees, though each individual bee is cold-blooded. Something remarkable has emerged here, something that exists nowhere in the individual insects themselves. This is the paradox at the heart of our technological future. The most powerful systems aren't controlled from the top down, but grow from the bottom up, like gardens rather than machines. We're entering an era where our creations will surprise us, adapt without permission, and evolve beyond our blueprints. The question isn't whether we can control this transformation, it's whether we're wise enough to let go. Inside a beehive, there's no master plan. When swarming to find a new home, worker bees scout locations and report back through elaborate dances. The more enthusiastic the dance, the better the sight. Other bees investigate and, if impressed, join the performance. Through this compounding process, one location eventually dominates. No central authority, just thousands of simple interactions creating collective genius. This principle extends beyond insects. In Las Vegas, 5,000 people played Pong together, holding colored wands and instantly coordinating without central direction. Most remarkably, they flew a plane simulator together, aborting bad landings, attempting again, even executing a graceful 360-degree roll. Without speaking, 5,000 minds somehow decided simultaneously what to do next. These swarm systems reveal a universal truth. Higher-level complexity cannot be predicted from lower-level parts. You can dissect a bee with the finest instruments and never find the hive, because the hive exists only in relationships between bees. The most adaptable systems distribute control across many simple units rather than concentrating it in one sophisticated center. They're not optimal or perfectly controllable, but they're evolvable, boundless, and endlessly surprising. MIT professor Rodney Brooks revolutionized robotics with subsumption architecture, organizing intelligence in layers like geological strata. The lowest level, obstacle avoidance, runs constantly. Higher functions, navigation, override lower ones when needed. New capabilities stack atop proven foundations, creating complexity through accumulation rather than redesign. This mirrors evolution itself. Start simple, perfect it, add new layers. Brooks envisioned flooding the world with inexpensive, semi-thinking things. For $10 extra, a smart door could sense your approach and help control climate. Today, we call this the Internet of Things, but Brooks sighed decades ago. Not one genius robot butler, but thousands of specialized helpers embedded invisibly in our environment. James Watt's steam engine needed a governor. Without it, the machine would race out of control. His solution, two leaden balls on pendulums that rise as rotation speeds up, adjusting a valve to maintain constant speed. This feedback loop, measure output, adjust input, transformed machines from tools requiring constant supervision into autonomous systems. The Industrial Revolution was the first phase of the information age. Steve Packard attempted to restore a prairie near Chicago by planting wildflowers and burning grass. By year three, unfamiliar grasses thrived while his plantings struggled. Botanical history revealed these weren't prairie plants. They belonged to savanna, a nearly extinct ecosystem that collapsed into woods when settlers stopped fires. After sowing mushy, oddball savanna species, Packard's fields exploded with rare wildflowers. Eastern bluebirds returned, endangered plants sprouted spontaneously, and the silvery blue butterfly, unseen in Illinois for a decade, discovered the emerging savanna. The restoration demonstrated Packard's law of increasing returns. As relationships tightened, adding each piece became easier. Complex systems require assembly instructions evolved over millennia. You need interim scaffolding, platforms enabling the desired system. Plant fast-going windbreaks to protect slow-growing natives. Introduce species in sequence, each preparing conditions for the next. This applies equally to technology. Computer networks and artificial intelligence must be grown incrementally, built through layers that each prove themselves before adding the next. Feedback loops can stack to create higher orders of control. The most unexpected miracle, feedback loops extract precision from imprecision. Steel engineers struggle to produce uniform sheet metal by regulating six interdependent factors. After installing one simple feedback loop measuring finished thickness, they controlled the entire system. Since all factors were interconnected, controlling this final variable indirectly regulated everything else. Tom Ray released an 80-byte digital virus into a virtual world. Within hours, his system evolved nearly 100 competing organisms. Parasites borrowing code from hosts, immune hosts, hyperparasites preying on parasites, and social cheaters exploiting cooperation. Ray's digital ecosystem produced creatures more efficient than anything he could have programmed. Danny Hillis bred sorting algorithms on his connection machine. When he introduced co-evolving, parasitic test cases that resisted sorting, the algorithms evolved faster, eventually producing methods unknown to computer scientists. Evolution works beyond silicon. Biotech labs facing molecular problems with billions of configurations use nature's algorithm. Generate random candidates, test against targets, keep partial matches, breed variations, repeat. Whether running on digital circuits or molecular substrates, evolution consistently outperforms human ingenuity in solving problems of staggering complexity. How does nature create something from nothing? From decades of research across computer science, biology, and complexity theory, nine universal principles emerge, laws governing how simple elements combine to create sophisticated systems, whether in beehives, economies, or neural networks. Distribute being across many small units. Control emerges bottom-up through humble acts performed locally in parallel. Cultivate positive feedback, where success breeds more success. Grow by chunking. Start simple, then add layers. Maximize the fringes where innovation thrives in diversity. Honor your errors, because exploration is indistinguishable from mistakes. Pursue multiple goals rather than optimizing one dimension. Seek persistent disequilibrium, surfing the edge between stability and chaos. Most profoundly, change changes itself, as systems evolve not just their components, but the rules governing their evolution. These principles transform how we build everything from software to cities. When we apply biological logic to technology, our creations become adaptive, resilient, and capable of solving problems we never anticipated. The cost? We surrender some control. Like gardeners rather than engineers, we must learn to nurture and guide rather than dictate and command. We stand at a threshold where machines learn to breathe, adapt, and surprise us. Buildings will mutate to suit inhabitants. Software will evolve while you sleep. Vehicles will adapt to your driving style. An ecology of computing devices will flow through our lives in constant flux. This isn't science fiction. It's the logical conclusion of embedding life's liquid logic into our creations. The bargain is this: to gain truly intelligent, adaptive systems, we must surrender the illusion of total control. Every parent knows you can't micromanage a child into brilliance. You create conditions for growth, then step back and trust the process. The same applies to our technological offspring. This neo-biological civilization will emerge not because we engineer it perfectly, but because we're wise enough to let it grow. In a world of increasing complexity, the only sustainable path forward is to embrace the wild, surprising vitality of living systems. Your choice isn't whether to accept this transformation, it's whether to fight it or dance with it.